This is Bradley Burroughs for QNGC, New Gauntlet City's premier venue for news, super mundane, traffic, and weather. Thursday saw two superhero teams, the newly formed Nexus and a reconstituted The Team, battling for bragging rights. Both intercepted hockey-themed villain team Power Play as they stormed the Ernest B. Columbine Athletic Center. That disrupted a Frozen-themed dance for Elite Private Academy, The Mayfair. The villains took advantage of the venue, which mixes a dance floor with an adjoining ice rink. Authorities suspect that Power Play intended to kidnap wealthy teens as well as the dance's DJ, DJ Flicker. Flicker, formerly of the S-band Break 23, landed on his feet after that group's dissolution, largely due to a trust fund. The former hero helped out, aiding the team's Shadow Boy in taking down Penalty. Witnesses remain divided on who got the upper hand taking down the villainous trio. However, the team scored with Sarah Spark's defeat of Hattrick, while Torrent took the assist with Slapshot. Nexus members Gamma and Zeta worked with Xan and Torrent to control the chaos and keep bystanders safe. While it seemed the two groups had settled into team-up mode, the conflict ended with Nexus's leader Alpha throwing the team's Harvester across the dance floor, an incident which has gone viral across social media. Rory Omaeda, a Spectrum social manager, issued a statement on behalf of Nexus, describing the moment as the playful camaraderie common to youthful super teams. Omaeda also unveiled the Nexus alt costumes with a newer, darker color scheme.
Hi there, I'm Neil Darden, the Garden Guy, and I believe a beautiful garden can make a difference in people's lives. That's why I'm traveling all the neighborhoods of New Gauntlet City, meeting special people whose lives will be turned around by giving them a dream garden. As I and my team transform their spaces, I'll show you how you can do it too. This week, I'll be talking about annuals and perennials, what's the difference, and why should you care? Also, we'll talk about garden gnomes, threat or menace. Just kidding. Neil Darden, the Garden Guy, weekdays at 7 p.m. on NGCPB, the New Gauntlet City Public Broadcasting.
On a lazy Sunday afternoon in the Gate District neighborhood, citizens were surprised by an unexpected visitor. There are several reports of a 7.5-foot-tall minotaur running down Claremont Street in broad daylight. Before the minotaur was able to charge an FTD florist van, he was stopped by a man riding an obsidian shark, a woman in armor with ribbons on it, a man with teleportation powers, and Pillar, the magically manufactured being and former member of the Aeon team. The Minotaur was stopped in his tracks, but not without some property damage. For more, here's an interview with Mr. Cassius Hooper, a Gate District resident.
So I was out in my front yard, I was watering my perennials, and then all of a sudden this giant cow man comes running down the street, and he's like snorting like a bull, and I'm like, what's going on here? I thought Gate District was safe, but no, of course there's gotta be supers here too. And then all of a sudden, this guy, he's riding a shark, but the shark is like black and stone, and then there's lava everywhere, and he's just messing up the street, and I gotta drive on this street, you know what I'm saying? And then he goes across and he stops the minotaur, but really it's about the girl who had the armor and the ribbons. It's really pretty blonde hair. She's quite attractive, but then she like is talking to the minotaur. They're like mooing back and forth at each other here on the right in front of my yard. And I'm like, hey, you guys, you gotta take this into your own place. They got this house. It's like down the block, and the house, it doesn't make any sense. It's crazy. I'm not worried about the Minotaur, though. They got him off. But then a road, you know, Claremont is all tore up, and so what do they do? That guy on the shark, he says, oh, lava, you know, igneous rock is better than asphalt. And I don't know if I believe the guy at all.
Don't forget to check back for traffic and weather on the 8th, and check out Segment 13 Extended Edition from investigative reporter Juniper Hunt tonight at 11 p.m.